Background music of Larry Razavi and his Out of Town Checks. Our theme musicians come and play, wrapping up before that. And that means it's time for another edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. 13 minutes now before the hour of 12 noon. Temperature reading 38 degrees here in central Minnesota. And yes, it will be our 310th edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. And, yeah, I don't have Benny's phone number with me. Somehow I managed to leave his card on my desk at home, so I will have to make contact with the folks at home and get that phone number from them, and then we'll get Benny on the line, and we'll have our 310th edition coming up here. So in the meantime, Benny did do some work with the Fez Fritzy Band. We're going to feature music during our musical treat by Fez and the band, and so right now we're going to do that. While I try to get Benny on the line. So it is the music of Fez Fritzy, starting out with one called the Green Grove Polka, the Fez Fritzy Orchestra. Coming your way next here on KASM.
We'll be right back.
Fez Fritzy and his old-time band with one called the Green Grove Polka. Right now it's waltz time, one called the Jolly Waltz. Music by Fez Fritzy and his Goostown Orchestra, and one called the Jolly Waltz. 6 minutes before the hour of 12 noon. Normally we have our Musicians Come and Play program at this time. I forgot to bring the phone number along. Oh my goodness, what are you doing, Si? So in the meantime, we're scrambling, trying to get a hold of Ben, and hopefully if he's listening, he'll give us a call, 845-2184. That's 320-845-2184. In the meantime, we'll keep trying. All right. So the music continues with Fez and the band, and it's one called the Rock and Roll Polka. Thank you. That is Fritzy and his Goosetown Orchestra with one called the Rock and Roll Polka. Waltz time, it's the Lois Waltz.
clock on the wall as we're dancing the evening away. Tick, 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 tock goes my heart with the clock beating time while the music is gay. Tick, 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 tock is the rhythm it plays and I know it will make you feel blue. Tick, 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 tock goes my heart with the clock. Don't they know that I'm dancing with you?
Yes, great music there by Fez Fritzy and his Goose Town Band, and that one called the TikTok Polka, of course, featuring Fez himself on the vocal. Taking us to 5 minutes past the hour of 12 noon, we have a temperature reading of 38 degrees here in central Minnesota. Yes, we are in the, we're actually in our Musicians Come and Play program. A little bit of a delay. Cy forgot to bring the phone number along today, but Benny was listening, and he heard my plea, and gave me a call, so we're going to bring him in right now. Say good morning to, good afternoon to Mr. Benny Seifert. Ben, how are you doing?
Well, good afternoon, yeah. I had a little bit of a mix-up there.
But, yep. Sometimes
it's attributed to the daylight saving time change.
There you go. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, at any rate, the main thing is we got you. How did we get you? How did you find out that I was struggling?
Well, I found your the pen that you gave me with your phone number on.
Oh, you did? Okay. You knew when I didn't call that I was in trouble, huh?
Well, I thought I had the right day.
Yep, you sure do. Yep.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, so.
Well, perfect. Well, yeah. We're glad to have you. Benny, folks around here probably haven't heard of you, don't know about you, but we got to meet you on the Oktoberfest down in New Ulm. You were the Grand Marshal for the parade. What a thrill, huh?
Yeah, German-American parade. Yeah.
Yes, and it was raining that day. Not the nicest day at the parade time, but you still made it through. You led the parade.
Well, I was supposed to ride in the convertible, but the guy that had the convertible, it was a borrowed convertible, and he didn't want to, it was drizzling a little bit, and he didn't want to put the top down, so I walked the 4 blocks.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, and what is your age, if I may ask, Benny? How old are you?
You know how many keys are on a standard piano?
Not for sure, but go ahead.
Well, there's 88, but I'm one year past that.
Oh, okay. And you walked that entire parade playing your trumpet too yet, huh?
Physically, I'm still pretty fair shape.
Pretty fair shape.
I attribute that to the fact that, when I started in music, and I was a freshman in high school, my father, his whole family was musical, and he had a cornet and a fiddle and an accordion and everything. He says, well, now that you're starting high school, maybe you want to learn to play the trumpet because you're not playing football. You get hurt.
Okay.
So he gave me some pretty good advice, and I didn't play football. I'm still making music.
Well, good for you. Where were you born and raised, Benny?
Right in New Ulm, and I spent all my years here except for 2 years in the military.
Okay.
1951 to 1953.
Oh, yes. Which branch of the service were you in?
Army. I was in the Army.
In the Army.
I got drafted, and that was, of course, during the Korean conflict. But sure. I was fortunate enough to get put in the medics, and I took some training. I was down Fort Sam Houston in San Antonio, and so by the time I got done with my medical training, I didn't have enough time for them to send me overseas. So I ended up at Fort Bragg, North Carolina, and and I worked in a dispensary there. And following my discharge from the service, I needed a job, so I looked for I'll see if they need an orderly at the hospital. So I applied there, and the nuns were running that hospital here in New Ulm at the time.
Sure.
Well, I applied there, and I met my wife there, and she says, why don't you see if you could get licensed, you know? So I went to the state, and they said, well, I took an exam, and he said, well, everything's fine except you haven't done maternity. So I took a stint on the maternity floor for about 3 months, and then I took my state boards and I passed those. So then I worked as an LPN for a number of years, and in those days it wasn't just all that great. So I went into the manufacturing business. I was in quality control at a manufacturing plant.
Okay.
Anyway, of course, all those years I always played with the band. Yeah, always 2-3 nights a week, sometimes 4, and get up at 7 o'clock in the morning and go to work.
You bet. We were born with that work ethic, and we could do it. You just put your mind to it.
And then you'd play till it was always 8 to 1. Or 9 to 1. And of course, you get home at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, and many a time I got home, changed clothes, and went to work.
Yeah, isn't that something? You look back and you wonder how you did it.
Well, I'm still here to talk about it.
That's right. So it didn't hurt you too bad, that's for sure.
No. I played with a lot of the old-time bands, and way back, Emil Domeyer and the Scarlikes, Redwood Falls. I played some with them, and the Knott Sisters, if you remember those.
No, I hadn't heard of those. Okay.
Well, anyway, and then I played with Bruno Randles.
Oh, you did?
Dolly Brewers,
yeah.
And then, of course, Ernie took over.
Yeah.
And I played with him until we started. There was a fellow playing sax, and his wife played Hammond organ. And he said, you know, there's only one combo in this area, and they're getting all these country club jobs and that. Why don't we start? You know, so we rehearsed, and he went out on a booking tour, and for 26 years we were the Melodeers. We played supper clubs, dance clubs, and that type of thing. One December, we had 22 nights that we played.
Oh my goodness!
And of course, 7 o'clock in the morning, go to work. So it was at that time we had 3 children in 4 years. So,
oh, boy. It was a busy time of your life then, huh?
Yes, and my wife, she's still with me.
Well, that's great. That is very good. And is that what you wound up with, 3 children, or do you have more?
Yes. No, we had 3. And
okay.
They're all gainfully employed.
Oh, that's wonderful.
They're always reaching the IR. In fact, our son-in-law, now he's going to retire in August already, so you look at those kids and say, hey, you know, here, you know, I'm in my 80s, and here my kids are retiring.
That's right. So,
yeah.
Well, that's wonderful when you're there to enjoy it with them. A lot of times people don't get that opportunity. One or the other leaves early or whatever. And so, great, great story.
Yeah.
Going back, where did you go to school then? Right in New Ulm then, Benny?
I went to parochial school with the nuns, and then I did go to public high school.
Okay.
And then of course, waiting at that time, you know, there was the draft was going.
Yeah.
So you're waiting to get either drafted or volunteer. Some of my buddies, they said, "Oh, I'm not gonna. You're gonna go to Korea." You know.
Oh yeah.
So, luckily, I didn't end up there, but I ended up with a some training, and it served me all those years.
It worked out well. Yeah, that's great.
So
you didn't get the opportunity to go on to college or anything then?
Oh, I did not.
Graduated from high school.
No, my education after high school was the medical training I got in the military. And
Did you get a chance to play any music in school then, either grade school or high school band?
That's when I started in the second band, and then I went on, and I got played in the orchestra, and I played in the swing band, and I played in the pep band.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Musical, you know, I was involved with that. At that time, I played only trumpet.
Okay.
And then the later years, I thought, I should try a saxophone. So I bought a sax, and I a nice Martin tenor, and I worked on that, and then I'll try a clarinet, so I worked on that, and then I have a mellophone, and of course I always played harmonica.
Okay.
And
well.
I played drums. I played with Stan Carter.
Uh-huh. Heard of him.
I had a trap set of drums too, so I'd set up the drums and have sax on this side and the trumpet on this side. So, but then Stan, he learned to play with the box, you know, the rhythm box, and so then I decided I'm not going to carry all this stuff around. So,
sure.
It was it's been a good trip, and
that's wonderful.
I've met a lot of nice people. Then my wife retired, we went to Arizona, and we were down there for 15 years, and I played with a group down there, and the fellow that played the keyboard and everything, he was a whiz on that keyboard. He was good. Anyway, he put tunes on an iPad for me, and that's what I use now. People ask me, well, where are you playing? I says, I'm on the nursing home circuit.
Sure.
I do a single.
Oh,
I think
you do.
I sent you that picture with the tunes,
Yeah, well, that is so neat. Benny, if we can ask you to hold that thought for just a moment. We've reached 15 minutes past the hour of 12 here in central Minnesota. I need to read the ad for our sponsor, the St. Joe Meat Market, and then we'll come back to you, continue the conversation, if that's all right.
Very good. I'll hang in there.
All righty. So, Cy here for the St. Joe Meat Market. Looking at the calendar, it's already November, which means it's time for another season. It's the firearm deer hunting season. Yes, there is always much excitement and anticipation with this season. Come into the St. Joe Meat Market for all of your hunting supplies and needs. There's jerky, snack sticks, snack packs, just some of the great backpack items you'll find to grab and go at the St. Joe Meat Market. There's summer sausage and all sorts of sandwich meat for making sandwiches for lunch on the deer stand. Now, after you've eaten your lunch and bagged your big buck or Bambi, bring in your clean, boneless trimmings to the St. Joe Meat Market. Have it professionally processed. There is no more waiting or appointment list. Your order is usually ready for pickup in 10 days or less, boxed and packaged to your specifications. We can grind your hamburger, make your sausage out of your clean boneless trimmings. Trimmings can be brought in during business hours Monday, 6 a.m. through Saturday evening, 5 p.m. And always, always remember to put your trimmings in food-grade bags and plastic bags. Garbage bags are not acceptable. They are usually made with chemicals that are toxic and can affect you, potentially making you and or your family sick. Remember, we are what we eat. The St. Joe Meat Market has everything you can think of for processing your own deer, everything from knives, wrapping paper, food-grade bags, freezer tape, seasoning, casings, pork and beef trimmings. So just call ahead. Have your order ready for pickup when you arrive. As always, for more information, call 320-363-4913, and good luck hunting. And Benny, for being our guest on the program, and this is how it works. The St. Joe Meat Market, along with Chasm, we put up a nice package of meat for you, mail that out to you, and hope that you and your wife and those around you enjoy it in good health. How's that for you?
Well, that sounds great. I appreciate that. I just enjoy reminiscing with somebody that's been in the business also, and remember all those the good times and the nice people I've met, and there were a few colorful characters, too.
I can believe that. Just real quickly, mention your wife's name. What is your wife's name, Benny?
My wife's name is Darlene.
Darlene. Okay, very good. Well, she's been faithful and stuck with you through thick and thin, obviously. That's not the easy.
You got that right.
Yeah, it's not the easiest life for the partner there. Sometimes it's the women nowadays that are in the music industry, and the guys stay home with the family. But in your case, she, and in my case as well, a very good wife, stayed at home, took care of the kids and raised them while we were out making that extra money. And things have worked out well, haven't they?
You bet.
You bet. I want to ask you a little bit about playing with Fez Fritchie. That had to be a special time in your life, huh?
Well, I played when Fez had his appendix out.
He
couldn't play. So that's when I played the few times. He had a layoff for, I think, 6 weeks.
Okay.
So I played the job with him. And at that time, Roy Jurgensen, he was blind, and Don Dedon, he was almost blind. He was trumpet, and Roy was sax and clarinet, and he did a little flute and stuff.
Uh-huh.
Some of those, you still remember the Jewelite, he did the falsetto thing on the Jewelite.
Oh, sure, yep.
Yeah, guys, but I remember a lot of them.
Who else was in the band at that time? Was it Tex on the accordion?
On the accordion, and I played with Tex's brother Clancy in the Raleigh Wickman band way back in 1949.
Oh my goodness!
And we were on the local KNUJ live with Dinner Bell Time, from 11:30 to 12:15 every Tuesday. We trudged up those stairs to the studio and did a live broadcast.
Oh my goodness! Yes. Very special. Who was on the tuba back in those years with Fez?
He had, there was Benny Keeper from Springfield.
Uh-huh.
In fact, just yesterday we had the Music Hall of Fame thing Friday night, they had the showcase yesterday down at the museum.
Okay.
Hall of Fame Museum. And a fellow down there, he has Benny Keeper's bass horn.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
There was also a Benny Kitzberger that played. He played bass. And then we had Kurt Betker.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
And Kurt, he passed away. He lived in Rochester, I think.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But he was a grade behind me in school. But,
okay.
Yeah. Those three were bass players.
Sure. And how about on the drums? Who was the drummer?
Raleigh Wickman was the drummer.
Raleigh was okay.
Yeah, he bought the library from the old Eddie Wilford.
Uh-huh.
Old Eddie Wilford band.
Yeah.
He bought that.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
So. Some great information there. Now, you guys were playing at that time, and there was a lot of great bands. So you had Jolly Lumberjacks, you had Whoopi John, Six Fat Dutchmen, Elmer Scheid, all of those bands playing at the same time.
Rody, Clem Rody, and Blue Gordon. Yeah, I did a few gigs with Blue Gordon, too.
Okay. Did you ever get calls to work with some of the other bands then, Six Fats?
Yeah, here and there, yeah. You know, somebody was missing, so I'd fill in.
Okay.
It was good times.
It really was. What was it like playing with Bruno Randles and Ernie Koopman, the Jolly Brewers? They had a wonderful library, too.
Ernie, he was quite a... Well, he was inducted into the Music Hall of Fame here.
Yes.
Friday night.
Uh-huh.
Ernie was a good... Well, Bruno, he was a nice guy, too, but he got... we won't go into that. But anyway, in the last few... I remember one of the last jobs we played was at Sioux Falls with Bruno, and Don Frank was on the drums, and we had Bruno's old Stretch Chrysler, I think is what it was, and we were driving out there, and on the way out the brakes went out, and so we had Bruno, he was kind of, his wife had left him already, I think. So he didn't really have any money, so Don Frank, he picked up the tab for fixing the brakes, and on the way home the lights went on. Luckily, it was a nice moonlit night, and so if we didn't meet a car, we turn off the lights and drive. We got back to New Ulm with that thing. It was just like two little candles.
Oh, my goodness. some great memories there. Boy, oh boy.
We have, if nothing else, we have memories.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. Those were some great books that you got to play out of Reed. Obviously, you read music all through the years?
At that time, I did. Now I have, most of it is up in
up on top
head.
There, yep.
Yeah.
And that's great.
I have macular degeneration in one eye, so reading is...
Is harder, huh?
I have, I do all this, this fellow from Arizona that does all my music, he puts it on a flash drive, I put it in my system and play along with that. And then
Something?
I don't even read music anymore.
Isn't that something? If you could visit with Fez or Ernie or any of those guys today and you tell them I got music on a flash drive, they'd say, what the heck is that, huh? Yep. Oh, talk about some of the great ballrooms you got into, Benny, over the years.
Oh, well, naturally, up in your area, this Granite City Coliseum.
Yep, that was a great one over the years, you bet. Yeah, wonderful.
All Richmond, Cold Spring, Kimball had a lot of these old little towns had pavilions. You
yes,
know,
they did.
Flap windows on it.
Yeah.
New Munich, and then Little Falls, Klassner. One New Year's Eve in Klassner, we played on a New Year's Eve, and it was like 30 below zero. We played with our storm coats and gloves off. the little potbelly stove next to the stage was almost red hot.
Oh, yes.
Lake Marion.
Yeah.
Jerry Dossel's place at Silver Lake.
Yeah, yeah.
Then they moved it to Glencoe. It's still there.
Yes, it is, yeah.
Waconia at the Lake Ballroom there on the lake.
Did you ever get to play at George's Ballroom in New Ulm?
Sherburn, Fairmont, and then, of course, with the when I started with the combo, the 26 years we did with the combo, we played a lot of country clubs.
Sure.
Clubs and that type of thing, and that was a good run there.
How about George's Ballroom in New Ulm? Did you ever get
Oh yes, yeah,
did
George's. My wife was pregnant with our first child. She went into labor, and we were supposed to play at George's that night. And I called Don. I said, "Boy, I don't know if I can make it or not." Well, she went into labor quickly. And the child was born about 4:30, and so I said, "Oh, I can make the job." So at that time, the $8 that we got, we started a savings account for our little daughter.
Oh, isn't that great? That's wonderful. All right. Well, Benny, we've probably run out of time already. It's been just fantastic listening with you, listening to all the great stories.
I enjoyed sharing some of my memories with you, Cy, and... have forward to getting the
meat package topic.
Be fine.
You bet.
Enjoy it, I'm sure.
Well, before I let you go, Benny, you've shared a number of stories, but is there one that you want to share with the listeners over the years, good or bad or otherwise?
I'll tell you something that kind of always stuck in my mind.
Okay.
We played South Liberty Hall in Paulina, Iowa.
Okay.
Way, way back, and in those days, the people would bring their families, and the kids would sleep upstairs and down, and they had a kind of a makeshift kitchen there. Mm-hmm. And in that kitchen, there was a water pail with a dipper. So if you had needed a drink, that's where you went. And that always kind of stuck in my mind. Thinking of that nowadays, you know.
All drinking out of the same dipper.
So self-conscious about germs and things.
Yep.
In those days, everybody drank out of the pail with the dipper.
Absolutely. Well, very good. With that, Benny, we're going to let you run and wish you a happy, a great afternoon. The good Lord willing, you and I are here down the road. We'll do this thing again sometime. How's that?
I really enjoy that, Cy. Thank you for having me on.
All right. So with that, we'll let you go, and I'll talk to you off the air. All right?
All right.
There he goes, Mr. Benny Seifert, our 310th guest on our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. Don't go away. We've got more music by Fez Fritzy and the band coming up. Just a moment. Razavi and his Out of Town Checks with our theme, the Musicians Come and Play, wrapping up right there. And that wraps up the 310th edition of our Musicians Come and Play program here on KASM. And boy, what a great guest, Benny Seifert, 89 years young, out of New Ulm, Minnesota, our 310th guest here on our Musicians Come and Play program, and still playing his trumpet, doing one-man shows. Just a great story there, Benny Seifert. Well, he did play with Fez there for some time, like he mentioned. And so we're featuring music then during the musical treat for Dancing Feet by Fez Fritzy. And one of the songs he happened to mention was the Julita Polka. So let's give a listen to the Julita Polka. Fez Fritzy and his Goosetown Band.
I have a girlfriend, she is a honey. She only loves me when I got money. I drink white soda, she drinks gin cola. I do the polka, she does the hula.
Julita, Julita,
please be my honey.
Julita, Julita,
I've got lots of money. She does the talking. Moon is a shining, my heart is pining. She says, no, Fezzy, you cannot tease me. Oh, no, no, Fezzy, you cannot squeeze me.
Julita, Julita,
please be my sweetheart.
Julita, Julita,
say we'll never part. Dandy. She keeps me broke, but I'm always handy. When I am busted, she gets disgusted. She goes with Tony, and I'm so lonely.
Julita, Julita,
please be my honey.
Julita, Julita,
I'll give you my money.
Woo-hoo!
friend, ain't she a daisy? She doesn't love me, she thinks I'm crazy. I do the washing, she does the sleeping. I do the cooking, she does the eating.
Julina,
I only love you.
Julina, Julina,
say you love me too. My baby,
Julina, Julina,
we'll get married, maybe.
Fez Fritzy and his Goose Town Band, one of those great old-time bands from yesteryear, and boy, they had fun. They were always entertaining and fun to dance to, fun to listen to, you bet. 25 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, we're in the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, always brought to us by Turco's First Line Tours, and they proudly bring us this portion at this time. They do all the extended tours around this great land of ours, they do the statewide tours around Minnesota, and they do the casino tours in and about our area. Now, they're looking forward to Arizona, warm and relaxing, and that's going to be February 5th through the 20th, you'll be able to join Joyce and Jerry's Dance Band as they travel with you to Arizona, warm and relaxing. Again, those dates, February 5th through the 20th. The cost is just $2,550 per person based on double occupancy, and you're going to have all sorts of perks and incentives along the way. There's luggage handling. You're going to see the Cathedral of the Plains, Old Town, Albuquerque. Going to spend 7 nights in Phoenix. There's a Phoenix City tour, Old Scottsdale, 4 music events, Arizona Opry Dinner Show, Tucson Day, Sabino Canyon Tram Tour, Sonora Desert Museum, and the Pima Air Museum. You're going to take a cruise on the Dolly Steamboat on Canyon Lake. There's the Apache Trail and Tortilla Flats, and the list goes on and on. All these things you're going to see while you're there. There's some meals and lunches and dinners included, so you can find out more details by giving Turco a call toll-free, 1-800-868-7261, 1-800-868-7261. Dave and the gang, they'd love to hear from you, so make that call this week as they proudly bring us the first portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. Music by Fez and the Band, Fez and his Goose Town Band continues. And right now, it's one called The Bullfrog in St. Paul.
Thank you.
Fez Fritzy and his Goosetown Band, yes indeed, one called the Bullfrog in St. Paul, better known as the St. Paul Waltz. And nobody ever played it like Fez. He was a one and only. Very, very good. We're at 21 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock, and our temperature reading is at 39 degrees here in central Minnesota. And we're in the middle portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet, and that is always brought to us by Kevin's Countryside, home of the Hustler brand zero-turn lawnmowers, located 6 miles northwest of St. Joe on County Road 3. The Hustler, the original zero-turn lawnmower, helps eliminate the extra trimming and mowing of your lawn. Kevin, of course, with new models in stock, always check out the different engine and mowing deck sizes, baggers, and other attachments always available. Kevin does repair work in all makes and models. He can sharpen your blades, change your belts and hoses, lubricants. He can do it all. And, of course, Kevin does accept trades. So if you've got old Bessie there getting a little tired and you're thinking, boy, I got to get all these leaves picked up and the grass cut one more time for the year, the place to go is Kevin's Countryside. For more information, give Kevin a call. His phone number, 320-363-7459. Again, that's 320-363-7459. Of course, Kevin's a busy guy. He puts in the crops out there on the family farm, and so sometimes you might catch him out in the field if you don't call ahead. So call him first before you stop in. But he'd love to visit with you, show you all those hustlers and all the different options available to you. Kevin's Countryside, proudly bringing us the middle portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. Our music continues with Fez and the Band, and here's a nice polka tune. It's one called the Gypsy Polka. Fez, Fritzy, and the Band. Fez Fritzy and his Goosetown Band with one called the Gypsy Polka. It's old-time Schottische time right now with Fez and the Band, and this one's called the Deep Valley Schottische. Thank you. Fritzy and his old Gustheim Orchestra. Great old-time music there. One called the Deep Valley Schottische. 15 minutes before the hour of 1 o'clock. 39 our temperature here in Albany as we move into the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet. And that's always brought to us by Laverne's Travel of Little Falls. Laverne and Kim Bizdock, yes, they would love for you to travel with them and make memories and smiles along the way. Yes, great time to be had by all. And, of course, they are looking forward to 2020 already. All sorts of tours planned for 2020. Of course, next week they'll be traveling to Branson for the big Ozark Mountain Christmas tour. That is the 12th through the 16th. So, next weekend. So a little time there. You might want to give them a call if you can get away. It's always a beautiful time in Branson when they celebrate Christmas. You bet. 2020 tours on the docket. Well, they're planning a Hawaiian cruise, a two-night Waikiki stay. They're going to do the Northern California tour in April, Washington, D.C., Cherry Blossom tour, 8 Great Days in April. Then they're going to travel to the Deep South Carolinas and Savannah tour. That's in September. They're doing a big international trip next year to Athens, Greece, and that's in October. And then they're going to do the big New Orleans, Nashville, and Memphis tour. That's in November. Those are just some of the highlights for next year. Of course, all of the other usual tours and trips to come as well. So for more information, to get on the mailing list, to receive a brochure, to make a reservation, give Laverne and Kim a call. They are standing by 1-800-840-9211. Once again, that's 1-800-840-9211. They maintain a beautiful website, so you can check them out on the web. Got a computer, www.lavernestravel.com, and they'd love to hear from you. Laverne's Travel, Kim and Laverne, yes, they proudly bring us the final portion of our musical treat for Dancing Feet here on KASM. And music continues with Fez Fritzy and the band. Right now, it's one called the Minnesota Polka. Fez Fritzy and his Goose Town Band.
Minnesota polka, floating on the
Fez Fritzi and his Goose Town Band, one called the Minnesota Polka. Well, Fez, he was very good at doing novelty tunes. And here's one that I don't think I've ever heard another band play. It's one called Dr. Grau. Fez Fritzi and his Goose Town Band.
Ich bin der Dr. Grau, wow, wow. Ich bin der Dr. Grau, wow, wow. Ich bin der Dr. Grau, ich such mir eine Frau. Ich bin der Dr. Grau, wow, wow.
Doctor, what's the money situation, Doc?
Ich hab ein Haufen Geld, wow, wow. Ich hab ein Haufen Geld, wow, wow. Ich hab ein Haufen Geld, das meiste in der Welt. Ich bin der Dr. Grau, wow, wow.
Doctor, you are too old. What's up, Doc?
Ich bin halt so ein Mann, wow, wow. Ich bin halt so ein Mann, wow, wow. Ich bin halt so ein Mann, der beinahe alles kann. Ich bin halt so ein Mann, wow, wow.
Doc, what kind of a man are you?
Ich bin noch Junggesinnt, wow, wow. Ich bin noch Junggesinnt, wow, wow. Ich bin noch Junggesinnt, ich fühle wie ein Kind. Ich bin der Dr. Grau, wow, wow.
Oh, brother.
And that is none other than Fez Fritzi and his Goose Town Band with one called Dr. Grau. Time for just a couple more tunes. Here's one called the Goose Town Waltz. Fez Fritzi and his Old Time Orchestra. Thank you. Francis Fritchie and his Goose Town Band with one called the Goose Town Waltz. Boy, some great memories, great stuff there by Fez Fritchie and his old-time Goose Town Orchestra. And the music continues with Fez and the band. They're going to give you a polka tune and then wrap things up. And here's one off of his Tanta Ana CD. It's one called the Bluebird Polka, Fez Fritchie and his old-time Goose Town Band. And his Goose Town Band, one called the Bluebird Polka. Time to wrap up another edition of our musical treat for Dancing Feet. Gonna do that with a nice old-time waltz, one called Moonbeams Clear, Fez Fritchie and his Goose Town Band. Moonbeams Clear, Fez Fritzy and the band. And yeah, when Fez recorded them, I don't think anybody could ever duplicate them. Oh, he did such a great job. And fun to pull out that music and go back in time, remembering one of the really, really great bands of all time, Fez Fritzy and his Goosetown Band. And there's so many more great selections. Yeah, we didn't even play Tanta Anna, his signature song, and so many more. We'll have to save that for another time. We're already at 1 o'clock, a minute past the hour of 1. 39, our current temperature here in Albany. And we're going to get to weather, funeral announcements, birthday club. That's all coming your way next here on KASM.